In the following decades, Lawrence continued to hone his style and study the African-American experience using both historical and contemporary themes, such as religion, civil rights, and war. He moved to Seattle in 1970 with his wife, Gwendolyn Knight, a fellow artist, to take up a teaching position and live there until his death in 2000. David Driscoll, an artist, curator, and leading authority on African-American art, said, "Jake had a radical mind in a sense that he was so far ahead of his time, he could see beyond the contours of time and history."